If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week we discuss Donna Kelsey's home renovation, how much we'd bid on the Baby Grinch head skin, the hidden messages in the new Harry Styles album, plus Corey's big night at the Queerdies. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Hello, Poppy.
Buenos dias.
Arrow, Poppy.
Did you hear what I said? I said buenos dias.
Yeah, you're Duolingo.
We are giving a multicultural up in this gig, honey.
Your hot Duolingo bird owl is working.
Well, no, he's not. And your Cockney Duolingo owl is working, yes. Governor.
How does it feel to be yet another Queerdies loser? Update the IMDb, update the Wikipedia.
I can't tell if I'm the Susan Lucci of the Queerdies or if I'm the Diane Warren of the Queerdies.
Yes, and you've won a Queerdy. You won a Queerdy for like best internet moment with some video you made,
yes,
with those British twins.
And yes. And I did. And the votes were in. You know what? Actually, maybe you're the Diane Warren and I'm the Susan Lucci.
Yeah.
Because Susan Lucci eventually won. Diane Warren.
Never.
It's another year alone.
So there's this manager that comes to the Queerdies and he like reps a lot of drag talent. He like reps Bruno from Drag Race, reps Corey King, Lux, people. He reps the Queens.
Okay.
And he had lost. He was like 0-9. And then last year, Lux won. So he finally won. And then this year, he lost all again. His bio on Instagram.
I'm sorry. Did he lose?
Right.
This is
what I'm saying. So his Instagram bio used to be like 8-time Queerdy loser. And then this year, now that Lux has won, last year he had changed it, even though he lost his year, to it's like losingest manager in Queerdies history is his Instagram bio. And I'm like, what about Lisa?
Oh, get Lisa in the game. Actually, you know what? We need to do the math because I don't know. Maybe Lisa has other clients that have
She was nominated. She was, I believe she was repping Johnny Silibi. How do you say his last name?
Sibley.
She was repping Johnny Sibley at one point. He was, I believe, a multi-time loser as well. So Lisa's got to be up there.
This feels not so celebratory. This feels a little bit of pointed attack. Lisa, if you're listening, if you're out there, you know, there's always next year. Maybe she's won. Maybe she has had a winning client.
She won two twink. Tyler interviews two twinks from Great Britain.
Yes. How could one forget?
Yeah, she shares in your successes, but that, I have to throw her name out there to drag her down with my losses.
Right. Okay, so you went to the Queerdies.
I was there. So there I
you
was.
Were there.
I was there.
Were you starstruck by anyone? I mean, I always tell Corey every year that, okay, Corey goes to the Queerties and I am invited, but I am I love to not attend anything. And this is no disrespect to the Queerties, but there's something so magical about not going to something. So I always do say, Corey, please text me any gossip or any intel if you need to get it off your chest while it's happening. Corey, the only real update I got was you were a little starstruck by someone that you didn't want to go say hi to, and I never got the update. Did you go say hello?
Listen, you need a little, you need to give them the backstory. So there,
what do you think this intro was?
So there,
give us the whole gig.
So there I was minding my best life. I live in New York now. Are you familiar?
Heard of it.
Some of you who follow us on Instagram might have seen that Tyler and I had dinner on the Monday night before the Queerties. We were there with Mamrie Hart, the three of us. It's a little annual kind of dinner we've been doing every year now when I'm there for the awards. And baby, when I tell you a few days before I flew to LA, I had an open sore cut on my nose, some sort of bacterial infection. My body is rejecting New York.
Oh, no, don't say that. Don't say that. No, what's happening is maybe your body is compacting what's left of San Francisco in your body and gushing it out.
Oh.
And so maybe it concentrated in one focal point and said, here's your exit.
No, baby. I went to the doctor and she said, this city is filthy. She said, don't ride the subway and touch your face. I said, I had a cold for 2 weeks. I was blowing my nose like crazy. I'm sure I was touching my nose. I'm sure I was touching my face. So there I was with a huge, gross cut infected on my nose. So I had to wear a Band-Aid to dinner with Tyler and Mamrie. And then I had to wear a Band-Aid on my face to the Queerties. And let me tell you.
Honestly, Corey, I'm going to be so for real. You were giving Nelly. I thought, oh, this is nice. It could be borderline fashion accessory.
It was 49% people thought it was an accessory. 50% people asked me what's wrong. And 1% person thought it was a nose right breathe strip.
Oh. Well, when you need it, you need it.
I thought I'm trying to whiff all this good air in with all these celebs. So there I was working the event, running backstage, running on the carpet, too afraid to really say hi to anybody other than like a quick hello, I love you in passing. I saw Miss Parvati from Survivor. I was starstruck. I was obsessed.
So did you go up and say hello?
I said hello when she was backstage. She accepted on behalf of the traders because we needed someone there to accept. And then there was like a backstage moment when they came off stage. So I was back there and I just said hello to her while she was waiting to do her post-win interview press.
Okay. Did you say anything like you were robbed or you deserve?
You're my everything. She's a 2-time Survivor winner, regardless of what Jeff Probst says.
So did you say you earned that, mama?
I said work queen. Yes, God, the mama.
Did you really?
No, I said it.
I said,
hey, Parvati, thanks for being here.
Okay, that's beautiful, and I think she received. What the subtext of what you were saying there? Because I could tell, even from you recounting the story, I could tell you were really communicating like, yes, Queen Mama Slay.
Yes. And
2-time boots.
I was working the backstage area. I had to help people on and off the stage and do their interview press. I was backstage with Kelly Mantle. She was all, where's the bathroom? I said, baby, they're about to read your category. Please don't go to the bathroom. Please just wait right here. She was all, we didn't win. I said, you did win. I was going to add an, and you beat me, but I didn't. I just said, you did win. Please wait right here. I need you to exit stage right in a second.
Well, congratulations to Kelly Mantle.
Yeah, I think that.
Another drag queen who beats us in the podcast category.
I think they said a drag queen's never lost the podcast category. So until we start recording in wigs, we're out.
Honey, short change is eligible. I'm just saying, like,
exactly. I got up close with Meg Stalter, Hi Gay, and Paul W. Downs. I was loved listening to their hacks. Next season, is it the last season? The person interviewing on the carpet said it was the last season of Hacks, and then they both tried to play coy, and I was like, is that true?
I don't know. I haven't started it.
What?
I know. It's just, it's on the list.
It's great. Are you going to watch The Comeback when it comes back on your birthday?
You know, I didn't watch the previous season. I know.
I will add to list of quintessential shows you pushed upon me and then bailed on.
Ooh, okay. There are many such cases.
Two come to mind right now. Three. The Comeback, Pretty Little Liars, and Friday Night Lights. You made me watch all of those, and you quit before any of them were done.
Who was A? We'll never know. And I also, it's not happening. I didn't finish Heat of Rivalry. And I'm putting a pin
in
that.
Well, that's okay. You didn't.
I'm putting a pin in
that. You didn't push that one on me.
No.
Well, Heat of Rivalry won best TV drama at the Queerties. Did you watch?
Oh, congrats.
Boots won best comedy series. Did you watch?
Didn't catch it.
Mm. Although, you know, I don't know how to say his last name. Miles Heiser? He's the guy in Boots.
Okay.
He showed up to accept on behalf of Boots. I really liked his outfit. He was wearing like a dress shirt and a tie and high like pants. Almost same look I was wearing. But he had like an intentional iron burn on the shirt.
Oh, I saw
which
that.
I
saw that.
I thought, oh God, I really should have leaned into that with my nose band-aid. And it could have been, got beat up in my dress clothes look.
Sure.
Maybe next year.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't apply makeup on an open wound.
Well, I did on the Saturday before the Queerties when I went out to dinner for my birthday, and you definitely think it made it worse. So I agree with you now.
Oh, for sure.
I agree with you now. Although I did find...
In hindsight, you could have done like a prosthetic. You could have done like a witch's nose.
You told me to go full clown nose, and I thought, who's that? Isn't Red Nose Day a thing?
Who's that chick? Who's that chick?
Isn't Red Nose Day a thing celebrated by Walgreens or something?
It's giving the UK.
I wish. I didn't know where I could get a clown nose in LA last minute.
Call me. What are you doing?
I was with you the night before.
Oh, you didn't ask for a clown nose. If you had, I would have brought it to dinner.
Oh, can you believe I stayed right next to the Pitbull Walk of Fame star?
Okay, you know, another revelation from dinner. We're talking about Pitbull because, you know, This Might Get Weird podcast and the Psychobabble podcast are planning perhaps a group field trip to a Pitbull concert.
Near you.
Okay. Near you. And bald heads possible. Do they sell the bald caps at the
Pitbull show?
At Pitbull shows? He really could. Like branded bald caps? Hilarious.
Pitbull must.
There is a missed opportunity
Pitbull
there.
Pitbull must have merch.
This is just like when we should have had a line of onesies ready to be sold for the Slumber Party Tour. If he's not selling bald caps, he needs to get with the times. There's an opportunity in the market.
Oh my God. Actually.
No,
The first shirt that popped up on Pitbull's on store.pitbullmusic.com, pretty awful. Then he's got like one of those old school airbrushed ones that are very like spring break, you know, which I like. And I would honestly wear, but he's not wearing sunglasses in it, and I almost don't even recognize him without sunglasses. Who is Mr. Worldwide without sunglasses?
A rose by any other name. Corey, I do think there is something you could have... Oh, wait. Before... No. I need to finish the Pitbull thought. Well, it's nice to have... I think every podcast needs somebody who remembers everything and somebody who doesn't.
Yes.
I'm the one who doesn't.
We know.
I think Well, I don't know who remembers what over at this might get weird, but Mamrie did bring a fun fact to our Pitbull discussion that really had escaped my brain. I didn't recall Pitbull and I were honored together at a something. At a something, we were both the something icon honorees or something. It was just me and Pitbull, just two girls getting honored.
And, at the fourth annual Streamies Award, Tyler Oakley took home the Activism Icon Award, and Pitbull took home the Convergence Icon Award. A couple icons.
Yes, two icons stand before me. And so, do you think it's appropriate? How long is too long to have gone by to for somebody to reach out and be like, hey, I'm going to be in your town. Can you hook us up with tickets?
You should ask. Reach out.
You think it's appropriate?
Reach out.
Okay. I'll keep you updated. You know what? Mamrie and Grace did an episode about how to just ask brands for free shit. And I was like, you know what? This is great advice. I should just message people. Hello.
Can one of you link me to that episode?
I'll link you. It was great.
You yes. Listener, somebody, I'll try it. I'll dabble.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Quince. A thoughtfully built wardrobe comes down to pieces that mix well and last. That's where Quince shines. Premium fabrics, considered design, and everyday essentials that feel effortless to wear and dependable, even as the seasons change. Quince has the everyday essentials I love with quality that lasts, like lightweight cashmere sweaters, short sleeve Mongolian cashmere polos, linen bottoms and shorts, tees and 100% Pima cotton and European jersey linen. These are the versatile pieces that make a wardrobe actually work season to season. And Quince works directly with top factories and cuts out the middlemen, which means you're not paying for brand markup or fancy retail stores, just quality clothing. Their clothing is rated between 4.5 and 5 stars by thousands of people wearing it every day. And they only partner with factories that meet rigorous standards for craftsmanship and ethical production. And may I just add, those linen shorts have become my go-to. They don't wrinkle like cheap linen does, and they work with everything, and they didn't cost a fortune either. So stop overcomplicating your wardrobe. You don't need a closet full of options. You need a few pieces that actually work. So right now, go to quince.com/babble for free shipping and 365-day returns. That's a full year to build your wardrobe and love it. And you will. So stop overcomplicating your wardrobe. You don't need a closet full of options. You just need pieces that actually work. So right now, go to quince.com/babble for free shipping and 365-day returns. That's a full year to build your wardrobe and love it. And you will. Now available in Canada too. So don't keep settling for clothes that don't last. Go to quince.com/babble. Babble for free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/babble. Thank you so much to Quince for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is BetterHelp. Now, I don't know if you know this, but March includes International Women's Day. It's a moment to celebrate women's strength and progress while also recognizing how much they carry every day. Between caring for others and managing unseen responsibilities, their emotional well-being can easily be overlooked. So we just want to remind women how much they matter and that therapy offers a space for them to take care of themselves in the ways that they deserve. So, if you're looking to think about the roles that you play, the expectations placed on yourself, and the pressures that you feel, therapy can help create balance, set healthy boundaries, and support overall well-being for everyone.
And that's where BetterHelp comes in. With over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 6 million people globally, and it works with an average rating of 4.9 out of 5 for a live session based on over 1.7 million client reviews. BetterHelp is there for you and your therapy goals. Your emotional well-being matters. Find support and feel lighter in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. Thank you so much to BetterHelp for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Also, I was going to say, the nose situation, there is a solution that we missed out on.
Yes.
Well, I told you about the baby Grinch head.
Yeah.
there's an opportunity there. You could have done something with that.
The baby, I don't think we shared this on the pod, but you shared it with me and Mamrie that the baby head's Grinch skin was for sale on eBay or somewhere.
I don't know if it was eBay. No, it sold at auction. So they were
eBay
selling.
eBay is an auction.
Buy it now. I don't know. Reserve.
Why not? Bid. Why is eBay not called eBay?
Oh, maybe it was a typo. Maybe it was a, maybe somebody had a, what's that called where you're like, where you sound like Mamrie, where you're like,
scat.
No, like when the accent that they were trying to have in the 40s to sound like you're from anywhere in America, but like not anywhere in particular. So that if you were on the news, it was like, you know, the mid-Atlantic, the South Atlantic, yeah, the transatlantic, transatlantic. Anyway,
people from Michigan supposedly have perfect diction or some shit. Or good, right. Or no accent. Transatlantic accents.
Yes. Okay. Anyway, they were selling the
baby head Grinch skin.
It's hard to say. The baby Grinch head skin. I don't like it. Okay, so it's just the skin of the baby Grinch's head. Okay, with the hair attached.
How much would you pay for a baby Grinch head skin?
Okay, everyone write down how much you would pay for the baby Grinch's face skin. It's kind of giving like a mask. It's kind of giving like a the mask, Jim yes. Carrey, a little bit because it's green too. Well, but also with attached hair. Oh, it's frizzy, honey. With eye holes and mouth holes.
I paid $20 for a good box of Band-Aids that had fun colors so that I could cover my nose. So I'd pay at least $20 for a baby Grinch head skin.
Well, it went for auction.
Is it that flex fabric? Those are the Band-Aids I like. I like a flex fabric Band-Aid.
Me too. I got some Band-Aids that are kind of like tie-dye, and they came in like
a little tin. So
yes,
baby,
I love those, and I think that's what you had.
I saw the tin, and the tin was small, and behind the tin was a box that was labeled "Refill your tin."
Oh,
I thought I don't
because I keep I keep that tin. I have two of those tins.
I made a mistake because I would absolutely love to keep that tin, but I don't have one. I just have the like $20 box.
Corey, I have two tins. You can have one of the tins. One of them is in my where I keep all of my pills and things of that nature, like medicines, Metamucils, whatever.
I like you to give up your treasures.
I'll give you a 10. Anyway, the baby Grinch head skin.
Yes.
What is head cheese?
head cheese.
Yeah, it's a delicacy. It's like a, gelatin with like organs and brains and
don't love that. Okay, back to the baby Grinch head skin.
We used to sell it at the meat market.
The baby Grinch head skin went to auction in 2015.
You're bringing up news that's 10 years old.
11. This says maybe it went to auction with a value between $600 and $800. Maybe does that not mean that it went for that much, but maybe that was the starting price? I need to know more. Baby Grinch head skin.
For sale.
Sold. Auction.
Well, listen. While you Google.
Yeah, no, yeah. The winning bid, $600 to
$800.
Damn. No.
A steal.
No.
I think you could...
I just kind of feel like I really... there was a time when Mamrie and I found the Wienermobile on Craigslist or something for sale. And we were like, we were texting about putting in a bid or I don't know what, but it was a fraud. It was a fake.
I have...
But we were like, should we go in on the Wienermobile?
I have really bad news for you, though, about the baby Grinch head skin.
Okay.
It's not going to fit your face, mama. It's not going to perfectly... A child's face is not going to lay perfectly over your face. That child...
That's okay.
That child's nose was probably much smaller than your nose. You're gonna have
that's
to
okay.
hike.
I'm not trying to wear it.
You're gonna have to hike up your baby head Grinch skin. You're gonna have to hike it.
I think,
or you're gonna have to. What I would do, lower it and wear a bang. Could you pull off a bang with the baby Grinch head skin?
Yes. Oh yes, I could also put the baby Grinch head skin on. You know, my I have an American Girl doll sized Tiffany doll from Chucky, and so maybe that could go on the Bride of Chucky on her face.
Have I told you all about how my mom just hates?
Actually, no. It should go on an American Girl doll. That's funny.
Have I told you how my mom just hates American Girl dolls?
Well, she's a hater.
Do they make Hello Canadians? Is there a Canadian Girl doll spinoff? Do you all have dolls up north? Do other countries in general?
I think children have been loving their dolls for long.
I was
going
to ask you if anyone in your family had them, but you were poor, so no. Weren't American Girl dolls expensive?
We had fabric that we wrapped around a spoon, and then you would put a Band-Aid. Well, first of all, you put the spoon in hay, then you
wrap it in
the fabric.
Where are you getting hay?
My parents, the decor in the living room was like farm themed. What are you talking about? Anyway, and then you take a rubber band, and that's kind of a doll.
You're telling me you had to make dolls out of a Band-Aid and straw and a spoon? That's what you played with as a child?
Don't take it up with me. We didn't have money for the Grinch head skin, okay? When it went to auction, we were not able to bid.
It was rough out there.
We had like a rusty sickle on the wall. You know this.
Scythe?
A sickle and a scythe.
So you would go cut the grass and make your own doll.
A sickle and a scythe, mama. Oh, my God. Speaking of home renovations, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Are you up to date?
With what?
Did you hear?
Oh, my God.
Did you hear?
About Mama Kelsey and the redo?
Okay, so TMZ exclusively reported. I don't know if anybody saw this. I don't know if anybody caught. On March 7th. So this was your birthday.
Hell yeah.
And you are always talking about, okay, gift from the pop culture gods. What happens on your birthday in pop culture that's really like an album that comes out or a movie that comes out? What is the defining gift from pop culture for this year for you? Well, on your birthday, I don't know if you were privy, but TMZ reported, quote, Travis and Jason Kelsey's mom, Donna Kelsey, is in the middle of a home renovation, .. TMZ has learned. Read more, link. And it's an exclusive. It says there's an image with her in front of what looks like, what's that called in the wall that you can't breathe? The cotton candy, the forbidden cotton candy.
Asbestos?
What is that? Yes. Donna Kelsey. It's an image of Donna Kelsey in front of some asbestos, and she's smiling. So I don't know.
Don't worry. Don't worry. I logged it for best internet moment. Potential.
For me, it's up there. And you know, I like that the internet was really running with it, enjoying the concept of a TMZ exclusive of Donna Kelsey remodeling her her home, the renovation of the century. People were talking about, you know, millennials have lived through everything. Two recessions, 9/11, Iraq, Afghanistan, a pandemic, 8 stock market crashes, Donna Kelsey home renovation. We've lived through it all. We've survived. There's nothing we can't handle.
I know, that's right.
So I kind of relate to her because, you know, I'm getting curtains.
Oh, I did hear. Are they in?
They're not in. We're still waiting.
Well,
we're waiting.
Though
after I commissioned the curtains, I realized I saw like an ad for like 3-day blinds. I'm like, damn, 3 days? It's been a few more days than 3 days over here. I don't know how many days mine were guaranteed, but not 3 days.
Dang. I'm excited for you. You'll have to send a pic when they drop.
I kind of regret not going with the fun color. Because, like, why not?
Are you talking about for the curtains or for the blinds?
The curtains. I didn't get blinds.
Okay. Just curtains are taking all this time?
Well, yes. They're custom. Custom curtains.
Maybe. You can go to IKEA and you can buy curtains there and you can hem them your own length.
Listen, it's a little more complicated than that.
It couldn't possibly be. It couldn't possibly be.
It's okay. You don't get it. And you'll never get it. And it's okay.
You know that episode of Broad City where Alana's mom's like, bags, bags, bags.
Yeah, when she goes in the van.
That's how I'm picturing you, but with curtains. Curtains.
That's how it feels. That is how it feels, and you don't get it, and you'll never get it. Me and Donna Kelsey, we get it, and when you get it, you'll get it.
When I tell you, whenever I walk it around New York, and I see people with selling bags, I am always bags, bags, bags. Probably my favorite thing so far about the city: bags, bags, bags.
Speaking of bags, 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 bags.
Yes.
Are you gonna get the new popcorn for Devil Wears Prada 2?
Listen, probably not. I just bought Pocopia, so I gotta save some money.
Oh, okay. So the budget's budgeting.
We talk about them. I mean, the way themed popcorn buckets for blockbuster movies has a chokehold on this podcast.
I don't mean for it to, but it comes up. And you know what? Elena posted it on the podcast episode topic ideas. And so I couldn't help but see the image of the Devil Wears Prada 2 popcorn bucket because of Elena. So Elena, thank you. And we're going to blame you for this.
The funny thing is I was so busy last week with like traveling and work and all that I wasn't online a whole bunch. But I did see a meme of it and I thought it was a joke. So thank you, Elena, for letting me know that it's real and it's coming.
I never know what's real anymore.
I don't know if you ever did.
Oh, okay.
Well.
Yeah, no, I think we do live in the wrong timeline. Did you see, it's so gross, actually. It's so gross to even say out loud. It feels like when we first mentioned, oh, Donald Trump is running for president on the podcast, which you can go back and listen to, and we probably, Ferris Bueller Gay scoffed at it, but did you see who he endorsed this weekend?
I didn't, and I'm not sure I want to end the episode on a negative note.
Jake Paul.
For what? I saw him sweating through 4 suits.
Oh, well, yeah. You know what? I can't let he who is without sweat cast the first stone because I can't clock his tea on that. Baby, I'm a sweater, honey.
What's he running for?
I don't know. He was just there at a political rally with Trump and he was saying his thing or doing his whatever. And then they shake hands. He walks off stage and then Trump goes, you know, this guy. He's a great guy, and I'm making a prediction. He's going to run for political office someday, and I endorse him. He's blah, 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 blah. It's over.
So did you listen to the new Harry Styles album?
I did, and I liked it. I liked it. It's kitchen music, and you know, me and you both love kitchen music.
I love it. I had it as getting ready to go out music, and I was also bopping to that. Do you have any faves? I bring it up because the babies are clamoring. They thought, Corey, you pre-hyped the album and you didn't talk about it once it came out. The fuck?
You know, let me see. Faves, I like Are You Listening Yet? I like Ready, Steady, Go. I like American Girls. I like Taste Back. I like Pop. I like... And I think that's all I can remember off the top of my head.
Damn. Yeah.
Which is a lot of songs, actually.
I like it all. I really like Ready, Steady, Go. I like Carla's song. I like Pop. I like American Girls.
Fuck is Carla?
Listen, and you know.
Who the fuck is Carla?
And what you need to know.
Carla.
What?
Sorry.
A little bit of Carla. And what you need to know about me is if there's a song named after somebody, I hate it. I hate it. Oh. I hate it. I don't want to hear your song about somebody else.
One Direction always was putting out songs with girls' names. Diana, Carla.
I don't know what it is.
Many such cases.
I don't need every song to be I don't need every song to be about me, but I certainly don't need a song about Carla. But
is Pop people were talking about Pop the song Pop is about sucking dick and cock? Or no?
I don't know. I don't know. Let's bring Harry on. He's waiting backstage right now.
Coming up roses, is that about a rosebud? Paint by numbers, is that about scats?
Damn.
Taste back. Oh!
Rimming?
I don't know.
He did kiss a man on SNL and say, now that's queer baiting.
Okay.
So
I was like, okay.
So there we go.
Okay. That's cool.
Well, anytime I see a song overplayed with a montage of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills in that like dance scene from like season 3 or 2 or whatever it was, I know it's a banger. And I've seen that with American Girls a few times. Kyle Richards spinning her.
Oh, you mean like a Twitter
edit?
Yeah,
Kyle Richards spinning her ponytail. Camille Grammer, the former Camille Grammer dancing up against the rail. Yes.
Mm.
I've known you for ages.
No. Okay. I keep thinking I'm hearing it on the radio, but it's just the first song on my playlist that I put on in the car every time. And so I'm like, damn, this song is popping. This is like, they play it nonstop. It's just me pushing play on my playlist. I'm like, oh, right. I'm in the bubble I create. Yes.
Love that for you.
Okay. Well, I was going to talk about the new emojis.
Save it for next week.
What do you mean save it?
Save it for next week. We need stuff to talk about next week.
Certainly there'll be a Donna Kelsey home renovation update next week. And if there's anything in the news, I will keep tabs on it and I will bring it up. Trust and believe.
And I'll talk about Pocopia next time too.
Oh yeah. Wait. Okay, so you got it. Did you start it?
Who the hell would buy a game and just not start it?
I've done that.
I know. It's weird behavior because you have to wait to play on the schedule with the children watching.
I've been playing Pocopia every day on Twitch. I said, no schedule. We're just playing it when I want to play it right now. And it's almost every day. So if you want to see gameplay, come on over and see my island. I see people's edits on Twitter, not even edits, creations on Twitter, and I'm like, we're playing a different game. You're creating empires and factories automated factories and things. And I'm like, I'm living in a hut with my Charmander. That's about the extent of it. I don't have shit. I don't know shit. I don't
do shit.
How far are you?
I'm not talking about
how far are you in the game?
About it. I'll have to tune in next time.
Okay, well, I want to talk about it next week. I want to talk about it next week because it's really taken over my life.
Same.
Okay, Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me resting, still healing my face a bit. It's almost better. We're done with the Band-Aids.
You have to be careful. You have to.
What about you?
It's a dirty big
what
apple.
What about you?
The apple's dirty, baby. The big apple's dirty. Dirty apple. They should call it the dirty apple.
Some people do.
You can find me here in Los Angeles enjoying my delicious clean apple. They call it the clean apple.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
All right. I miss you. It was so good to get. Are you trying
kissy,
to hang up
kissy.
On me? It was so good to get
kissy.
Margaritas with you.
Kissy, kissy.
I loved it. Kissy, kissy. I loved it in the chips, in the guac, and in the company. The best of all was the company. Last time we went to that margarita place, who sat next to us? Adrian Brody. Schnoz. And so maybe there's something in the air. Maybe there's something in the booth.
He couldn't afford a cut on the nose, that one.
Oh, wow. Don't call him poor. Don't you
do you think he played with spoons wrapped in hay?
Spoons wrapped in hay.
Bye.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.